This is Chapel for April 10th, 1984.
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and with his stripes we are healed. There are others in our community who need to experience the healing of Christ, and of those who care, volunteers are needed today to sort clothing for distribution to tornado victims. The sorting will be done in Wendell, maybe that's what that's supposed to be, I'm not sure. Anyone who can help, please contact the communications office in Broyhill Hall. A personal note, it was 10 years ago that I went through a tornado. It was displaced for about 3 months, and you have to believe it to have been there. So if you have any time to give this effort, be greatly appreciated. Let us stand for our opening hymn. Chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. While we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Why one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man one will dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we are now justified by his blood, much more shall be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Not only so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received our reconciliation. Our meditation will be led by Dr. Jeffrey Wainwright, an ordained minister of the British Methodist Church. Dr. Wainwright has studied in Cambridge, Geneva, and Rome, taught in West Africa, Queen's College in Birmingham, Union Seminary in New York, and only in the fall of 83 came to the Duke Divinity School, where he is professor of systematic theology. Many of us know him by his varied writings. I would say his magnum opus for me is a recent book, Doxology, Worship, Doctrine, and Life. It's not bedtime reading, but it's an excellent book. He mentioned to me as we were coming in for our congregation, he would like for you to keep it quiet, however, that as an individual theologian, his sympathies lie with believer baptism. After the anthem, we will hear Dr. Wainwright.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I'd like to lead our thoughts this morning on the basis of the first stanza of that hymn or poem that has just been sung. If you'd like to have the words in front of you, they're 486 in the hymnal. 486. 17th century poem set quite perfectly, I think, to the tune that we have just heard by John Ireland. My song is Love Unknown, my Saviour's love to me, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? My song is love unknown. My song, even at this season of the year, with the passion of Christ approaching, we still sing. We sing as Christians because words on their own won't convey our response to the love of God. But when we sing, then somehow we are gathered up more fully, more integrally as persons, so that not only with our minds, but with our hearts and our breath and our whole body, we respond to the love of God. My song is love unknown, love unparalleled, love sans pareil, love without equal. One of Charles Wesley's hymns begins, God of unexampled grace. Love unknown. Why unknown? Why unparalleled? Moltmann taught some of us to talk of the crucified God, and he presented that as something new, but of course it's very old. Gregory of Nazianzen already spoke of God crucified. The early church knew about God reigning from a tree. Martin Luther knew about a crucified God. Charles Wesley knew that my Lord, my love is crucified. Unknown, unparalleled, how could God die? Yet God did die on the cross. God the Son crucified. The immortal died. But that's not more than half the wonder, the unparalleledness of this love of God. That's, as it were, an ontological fact, that the immortal died. But taking it from that abstract wonder, bring it to the wonder of God's love, that God died for sinners. For a righteous man or a good man, perhaps one will dare to die. But God showed his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that is the completeness of the wonder. My Saviour's love to me. Love to the loveless shown. Oh, that's me all right. Love to the loveless shown. How hard it is to want to love and not to be able to love. We are engaged in the perennial process of divinity schools of revising our curriculum at Duke. And we had a meeting last week with the Board of Visitors. And we asked them, mainly lay people, what they looked for in a minister. Many things were said. One that struck me was, we'd like our ministers to be people lovers, not people haters. Love for the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. When God loves, God transforms the objects of his love and makes them loving and therefore lovely. God has poured out his Spirit into our hearts to change us from glory into glory. When God loves us, he gives us a share in his own nature and makes us lovely. Grace makes us graceful. It's nothing short of that that God has as our destiny in store for us. Transform us and shape us and make us like himself. Love for the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? Oh, who am I? Who am I? I'm a person, the very hairs of whose head, which are fewer than they used to be, are numbered. I'm someone upon whom the very name of God has been stamped in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I baptize thee. I'm someone who was given a name, and a name that is the name by which God now addresses me. And you have a name too. It's the thing that makes us prick up our ears more than anything else when we catch an echo of our name. What have they been saying about it? The closest thing we have outside of ourselves to ourselves, and it is indeed not outside of ourselves, but part of ourselves. Oh, who am I? You're a person known and loved by God, with a name that God knows, but for my sake, the Lord should take frail flesh and die. I'm thinking this morning about Samuel Crossman's poem, but Charles Wesley's poems are never far from my own mind. He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me. So wide it ne'er passed by one, for it had passed by me. That's not Charles Wesley. That's from the 19th century. Me, the sovereign love of God, which extends throughout the universe, has been directed towards each one of us. Who am I that for my sake the Lord should take frail flesh and die? The Lord should take frail flesh. Oh, it was frail flesh. There's nothing more frail than the hand of an infant stretching out to grasp its mother's hand. Who gave all things to be? What a wonder to see him born of his creature and nursed on her knee. Nothing more frail than the flesh of that baby born in a stable because there was no room for them in the inn. How could there be room for him? Heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain him. Born in a stable, placed in a manger, frail flesh. The Eastern Church, with their icons, there is a convention that in the nativity scene, you can't tell the difference between swaddling clothes and grave clothes. And the face of the child is the face of the man of sorrow. A man born to die. And yet, as St. Catherine of Siena said, nails could not have held him to the cross had not love held him there. Frail flesh, yet inhabited by the power of God. And that power that showed itself in love. There is a pattern in medieval sculpture. I've seen it in several places. That shows Christ on the cross. And with one hand he's supporting the sun. And with the other, the moon. The love that moves the sun and the other stars was crucified on Calvary. He took frail flesh and died out of love for each one of us. My song is Love Unknown. My Saviour's love to me, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake, my Lord should take frail flesh and die? We're going to hear that sung again, and will you pray it this time? We continue in prayer with three short prayers from the pen of Eric Milner White. Let us pray. O Lord God, who by thy divine mercy hast called us to be Christians, servants of the crucified, signed with his cross, enable us for the love which he bore unto us, to choose the good and refuse the evil, swerving neither to the right hand nor to the left, under the standard and in the strength of the same our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. O Lord, our Savior and God, whom nails could not hold to the cross, but only love, grant that we who have received the fullness of thy love may be ready to bear before the world the marks of thy passion, who livest and reignest with the Father and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. O King of Kings, who wast invested with thy royal dignity by bitter humbling and a crown of thorns, train us to be faithful in the fellowship of thy sufferings, that we may follow on to thy triumph, who livest and reignest with the Father and the Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. And as our Savior Christ taught us, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.